With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Allville.
Good morning. You know, during the break, the boys were telling me about this Sam Darnold. So we're talking about Haskins. If you want to chime in on the Haskins deal and sort of where we are with everything after Selfie Gate and where he is with his play and his maturity level. I guess the New York Post and maybe, you know, the sort of the New York tabloid media is on Sam Darnold a little bit. I don't know if they're criticizing him or if they're just reporting the fact that after who did they play? They trounced
Raiders.
The Raiders, right?
The Raiders.
They pounded the Raiders.
Just pwned them real good.
And then apparently Darnold did what you do when you're young and single. He went out and with a bunch of teammates, they rented a limo and they say maybe too much jet fuel. And was hammered.
Good writing.
Hollering at some chick. Wasted. The guys on the team were kind of looking out for him. And then he left around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I asked JP, like, well, who's giving him a hard time for that? That's kind of what you're supposed to do. That, I think, is acceptable behavior.
You'd be upset, right, if it was after a loss. But here's the thing.
Yeah, after a win, that's what you do.
And this can relate to Dwayne Haskins. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. He's actually had three games now with 9 touchdowns. So he's been rolling. And this is what I say about the whole Haskins thing. All of this stuff, it may annoy you ultimately. Like, if Haskins is this type of guy for the next 10 years.
Just a prickly guy.
It'll annoy you like maybe Aaron Rodgers annoys you to some extent.
Yes.
But it's pretty much
if he balls out, it's acceptable.
Play very well.
Oh, 100%.
So Darnold kind of gets a pass on this because they've won 3 straight games. Yeah.
And which doesn't happen with the Jets.
You know, he put up 4 touchdowns against the Redskins. He's got 9 touchdowns over 3 weeks. They've won 3 straight games there with the Jets. So it's kind of a footnote. Whereas if they had lost 3 straight and Sam Darnold is out there till 1 in the morning, people would be, why aren't you in your playbook?
I agree with that, actually. I actually think there's some validity to that.
Again, you build up equity to go out and party.
Right.
And have a good time with your teammates and rent a limo, you know, party bus when you've won 3 straight.
I mean, you trounce the Raiders, that's what you do.
Right.
Even to some extent, that's why we give Kuzi somewhat of a pass for his deal because it was after winning the Stanley Cup. If that happened, if you saw that Kuzi photo.
Yeah. After a loss to the Penguins?
After
getting bounced by the Penguins?
Yeah, you feel a lot differently about it.
I would have been upset.
There's a mitigating factor there, and that's the cocaine X factor.
Yeah.
So for me, I didn't really give him a pass.
It's a concerning thing, the guy's abusing cocaine.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm never really for that.
That can kill you.
I'm just saying the context matters, and the context in New York, different than the context here in D.C., the context there is they're riding high, but still it is a young quarterback under scrutiny. You know,
but I don't have any problem with Sam Darnold going out and partying and hooking up with chicks after a win. Now, if he does it on a Thursday night or Friday night before a game, that's when I start to have an issue with it. I think you should kind of dial it down.
I think the bigger problem with all quarterbacks was this is here's where Sam Darnold deserved the most criticism. Before the Giants game and then the Redskins game, they've been playing well, right? Before that, in a 4-game stretch, he had 9 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. And Sally Jenkins in this article does talk about the selfie, but the biggest thing is when you compare Haskins to the other rookies right now, and it's hard to have a straight comparison because both those guys played more in college, and Kyler Murray started from week 1. Daniel Jones picked up when did he start?
Relatively early, like week three or four.
I think week 3 was his first start. But you just compare the numbers, those guys are completing a far greater percentage of passes. In 3 out of 4 games, this is the most concerning thing to me, in 3 out of the 4 games, He's not even completing 55%
of his passes.
He's wildly
inaccurate at this point.
I'm not surprised. This is what we all heard. We all heard that he was raw, that he wasn't ready. They were going to redshirt him the whole year so he could work on all this stuff. But because the season just went completely in the toilet, you might as well play him and see what you got. Now I get it. I don't disagree with it.
He's going to get the on-the-job training instead of...
But he's every bit as raw and as unpolished as everybody said.
And the offense overall, yes, they got to win. And they put up some points. And I know Bill Callahan said, and maybe there's truth to it, because McLaurin was wide open on a couple of those plays, that they could have scored more. They went another four quarters without scoring an offensive touchdown. Mm-hmm. And before they scored those two touchdowns the week before, they had gone 16 quarters.
The only reason why I'm not as down on him is because the touchdowns were there. He just missed the throws. Yeah.
Any competent quarterback, McLaurin has 150 yards receiving and possibly two touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
His numbers are way better. And by the way, getting back to Darnold for a second, get ready for more boozing, because the next two games for the Jets, they're at the Bengals, and then they host the Dolphins.
Right.
So they're going to win five straight.
Didn't he say something wacky, too, before this streak?
Sam?
Darnold.
He said they have a grasper for the playoffs. Now, the problem is, in week 15, they're at the Ravens. So that's a big, fat loss. That'll dash any playoff hopes for them. And then they close with the Steelers and the Bills. So it gets a little bit tougher toward the end.
You know, the Browns are only a game behind.
I know.
Like the wild card teams. And they have a very soft schedule.
They've got a nice cush one at the end.
All right, let's go to Maurice. I don't know where he's calling from. Maurice, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
So I think y'all being a little too hard on Haskins, because it don't matter to me whether you know what you're both young. So Sam Darnold shouldn't get no pass because he out here drinking, he hollering at girls. If he had touched a girl and got a sexual harassment charge, it could blew up farther than that. And that's a bad thing. Darnold,
right, but there's no indication of any of that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. And then Darnold, he trying to get the fans back. He taking a selfie. That brings people to the stands, just like Cam Newton in the football.
There's nothing wrong with taking a selfie. You can't do it during the game.
He just had bad timing.
There's no defending it. Yeah. He made a mistake. It's not the end of the world, but there's no defending it.
I understand that, but can I only ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
Why don't y'all not hype up and show what he did good and things like that instead of beating him down for
what did he do good? Hey, Maurice.
Yeah,
Maurice,
we'll give you the platform.
Tell
right
us
here.
What he did well.
I'm gonna say one more thing.
No, Maurice, answer that question.
I got you. But listen, if you listen to his press conference, can tell the coaches told him that it was a good cornerback. So he was throwing to make sure he didn't throw no interceptions.
I understand. I heard that. I watched the press conference. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, let's hope. Let's see. Look, I think he has a basic skill set there. I saw some things that I was encouraged by. I thought he was making the right reads. I thought he was making the right throws. He just missed on them. Let's see if he can harness it. I think personally he needs to dial it back a little bit. Instead of throwing a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, maybe throw a 94 or 95.
Exactly.
And I think the tools are there, but let's see if he pulls it off. But JP's point was, what did he do so well?
Yeah, tell us.
His read was good.
Yeah.
His read was on y'all's claim. Everybody claimed he can't read defenses. His read was there.
Yeah.
If you can read defense, that's the biggest thing.
Well, and I like he stands. There's a lot to like. I like that he stands in the pocket and he takes a hit.
Yeah.
I like that he's able to get outside the pocket and create with his legs.
Yeah.
I like his arm.
Yeah.
There are things
there.
But you have to acknowledge overall – the production has been awful.
He was 13 for 29 in
overall.
The game with two turnovers.
But that's fine. That's all fixable. Peyton Manning wasn't no rock star.
You're right.
When
he
first came out.
You're right.
So y'all got to go back and look at Peyton Manning.
I go easy with the Peyton Manning cops at this point with
you're
Haskins.
Right. You're right. Listen.
No. You got to. You got to because he can have the same growth. Okay, one more thing. Look at Lamar Jackson. Look at how he is.
Yeah.
You know, last year in the playoffs. But then he made a whole 360 because he got a coach behind him and said, "I'm gonna make you better." We need a coach behind him that say, "No matter what nobody say, I'm going to make you better."
Yeah,
and that's what he'll
certainly would help. It certainly would help. All right, thank you, Maurice. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
It's hard to find positive, and I agree with you on the legs. Look, in the end, he called himself a closer, and he did lead them down the field, 25, 30 yards to get them in position for the game-winning field goal. He had a nice first down run, and he had a nice throw to McLaurin with a great catch. I'll give him that. But overall, 13 for 29, so under 50% completion percentage. Two turnovers.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how you could say, yeah, there's progress. He made the reads, and he overthrew guys. He was making sure he didn't underthrow them. Well, he did have a pick. Well, that was inside.
He underthrew guys too, though. He did both. He underthrew and he overthrew.
Yeah.
Look, the fact is he's inaccurate. He's an inaccurate passer.
If he was doing this in year two, let's say we give him all this year in year two, and you're getting the same type of production, you would be out on him. That's what I'll say. You can give him the pass the rest of this year.
A year and a half.
But if he doesn't take it his game to the next level and he plays kind of like he's played here in just a few amount of games. And he continues that this year, and he continues that through next year, you will be out on him.
You're actively looking for a new quarterback at that point.
I actually think he's going to improve.
He has
really
to be
I think he's
going to
improve this year. I think you're going to see some improvement this year.
One would hope.
I don't think it's going to be marked, but I think you're going to see little improvements every
week.
You
would hope that he'll have a game, at least one, maybe two, like Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray have had. They haven't been great consistently, but they've had some games where they've had three touchdowns, no picks.
Well, I'd be shocked if I think Daniel Jones had either three or four at Detroit. If Haskins has a four-touchdown game with a clean sheet with no picks, I would be stunned.
But I think he's capable of it.
He might be capable, but I'd be shocked if it happened this year.
Which were there, right. Open receivers.
That's two touchdowns right there. Yeah. Two touchdowns right there. It's possible. I mean, Cloran streaks down, you find him, boom, touchdown. I mean, it's definitely possible.
I think you would. You need to see that at some point. Like, when we're talking about flashes, to me, an individual throw, all quarterbacks can make an individual throw. You need to piece them together.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend would be a good time for it because they're going to be trailing in the game against the Panthers
I think you're going to see some improvement. I do. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, what's up, buddy?
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to compare Haskins to Jeff George. You probably remember Jeff George.
Sure.
He was with the Redskins a little bit. He had a terrible personality, and he always was be on himself all the time. He could throw that ball through a wall, and Haskins does not have any touch on them short passes. It throws them way too hard. So I really compare him to Jeff George, and I hope his personality changes because if he keeps that personality, he won't be able to lead the team.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you
for taking the selfie. It's because there were a few seconds left on the clock. Because to me, the personality there is trying to connect with the fans.
He's being nice.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad for him in that sense because, like I say, he wasn't going over there to take a selfie. He was going over there to just dap him up, which, by the way, people do after touchdowns. They do it all the time. So.
Yeah, but then you get back to your sideline or you get back out on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
He just lingered too long.
Yeah. He was making a little bit about him a little bit too much.
I'll say though, it does seem, this is just my impression, when we have Chris Thompson and Morgan Moses on the show on Mondays, they seem to like him.
Yeah. I think they're rooting for him.
Yeah.
I think they're rooting for him. I don't think all the coaches are all on board yet, but I think the players seem to like him. No doubt. All right, 800-636-1067.
Now, just to counter that, the offensive line didn't seem to pay attention that much during his pep talk 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they couldn't have been blowing him off anymore.
That was a bizarre moment. Yeah. But the guys defended him. They did defend him afterwards. Certainly Morgan did.
But we're probably just reading way too much into it. The guy just has to play well. That's what matters the most. All this stuff is in the background
if
he plays well.
But they're just telling little clues about sort of the kind of guy that he is.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, Joe Theismann joins us here in the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Joe Theismann will join us at 8 o'clock with his take on Dwayne Haskins. Not just the selfie, but how he's playing. And people want to hear what they want to hear. I saw a couple of tweets upset at us. None of us are saying he can't become a good player.
No, I'm still holding out hope. I'm still actually hopeful. I think he's going to show some improvement. I saw, even though he played poorly, I saw that he was making the right reads. He was standing in the pocket. I like it. He's getting those first downs with his legs. The raw pieces are there.
And again,
if he could just harness it.
It's to be expected.
Yeah.
This is these are the trials and tribulations of a young quarterback making his first few starts in the NFL.
Right.
This is what it should look like.
Yeah, you're supposed to struggle.
Right.
I don't know if Sam Darnold's going to be a future Pro Bowler, but Sam Darnold the last 3 weeks has played really well.
Yeah.
We saw what he did against the Redskins. He carved them up, four touchdowns.
Now,
he's had
a cupcake softer run over the last few weeks.
Fine, but he's had.
Which helps.
But you take advantage of that.
Sure.
He's had 9 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But he's had some dreadful moments
in
the NFL.
Absolutely, of course.
So I'm not out on Dwayne Haskins.
No, I'm not out on him.
But
I'm still in.
We can still comment as to what we're seeing right now and who he reminds us of. Some of these things, these personality traits, you're kind of putting them together and you don't necessarily like. But they don't matter if he plays really well.
Yeah. All of this goes away if he balls out. It all goes away. He could be kind of douchey. He could be kind of prickly. He can have a chip on his shoulder. Aaron Rodgers does. Hell, Tom Brady does. But those guys ball out, and it doesn't matter. But if you start, when you start doing the goofy things and you're playing poorly and some immature things, then those things get brought up. Sorry, it's just the way it works. All right, I know we want to move on, but people are just fired up to talk about it. What can I do, Valdez? Valdez wants to do some shtick, but
he's like, I want to talk more to Lamar. Talk about the
gave you a good 20 minutes on Lamar. You should be happy over there.
I want to talk about Thanksgiving sides.
Oh, all right, I like talking about those.
We can do that.
Right, this is Matt Valdez.
Let's bang out these last
It's just
calls
impossible
we'll
to not go to these.
I knew it was going
to
be like this because I told you I put it up on Facebook, and just the amount of responses on Facebook was absurd.
Yeah.
Some positive saying, hey, this means nothing, the selfie, and then others think it means a lot.
It all goes away if he balls out. That's the one thing that we all understand. All right, let's go. I'll just try to go in order here. Let's go to Dave in College Park. Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I just want to say quickly that, listen, I just disagree with you big time that it all goes away if he plays well. I think this is just so typical of this organization, and I think Joe Theismann said it correctly, that I have never seen this in any field of either college or pro on any kind of level what that man did on Sunday. First coming a couple hours before the game, it's something clearly that when whoever they interviewed him, there's no question he has some raw talent. I agree with you with that. No one's saying he's an evil or horrible person, okay? It means terrible. It's just egregious what he did. And then when he tries to, instead of taking ownership with the team, should have said, you know what?
Yeah.
He needs to know better. He should have owned the mistake.
He should have owned the mistake.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And see, that's a characteristic. Like, when you guys are probably interviewing interns, you guys can probably assess real quickly whether these people have talent, whether people you want to work with. And that's the problem with this organization.
It's I don't know if we know that. AWOD's still here after all these years.
Plus, we never interviewed any of them.
Thank you, Dave. I'm just trying
just
to mow through the calls.
Upon us.
But thank you, Dave.
AWOD. It was just too easy.
No, I think you bring up a great point. It would have been a lot better if he just went in the press and said, you know what? I lost my head there. I got excited.
Right.
Everyone's been against us. And, I hadn't played that well, but we pulled out the victory. And I just got a little caught up in a moment.
Made a mistake. It won't happen again.
Instead, he said, no, it didn't happen. The game was already over. I was inaccurate because my hand hurt.
Right.
I mean,
I had a wrist injury.
He was just really prickly, real defensive. Mm-hmm. He needs to figure that out.
Well, maybe somebody from Redskins PR is going to, show him the interview.
They don't know what they're doing.
I understand Tony Wiley left. I don't even know who's running that show over there at this point. But, maybe they have a half an hour sit down with him and say, look, this is not the best look. This is the way you should approach it.
No,
maybe that gets better going forward.
If I was Haskins' family, maybe instead of getting, sort of monogrammed initials on my car, I would maybe hire a PR person, my own PR person.
Might not be a terrible
idea.
And
kind of teach me the ropes and how to handle this thing here. Because being the starting quarterback in Washington, D.C., is just a notch below, like, basically being the president.
Right.
It's a real, big deal.
It's a really important spot.
There's a lot of attention paid to it. All right. Let's go to Mike in McLean. Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Good. Hey, listen, first of all, I wanted to say that thank goodness that Gus Frerotte had the decency to slam his head into a wall about, 20 years ago. That'll be the most egregious mistake a quarterback's ever made. But this is an indictment of our organization to me. Belichick wouldn't put up with this, but these golden boys that are protected by
Snyder.
What are they
supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? They didn't know this. He was going to do it. What should they do? Bench him? I mean, it's not that big a deal.
You don't think it's that big a deal?
To bench him? No. I mean, look, he lost his head. He's a rookie.
He threw
young.
No touchdowns. He stinks.
Huh?
He's no good. He's no good anyway. What's the harm of bench? I mean, yeah, you bench him. You teach him how to act.
Because you drafted him in the first round.
You don't represent your organization.
I don't think it's worth benching.
Here's why it'd be a big deal. You drafted him in the first round. The season's over. You need to develop him.
Yeah.
They need to develop this.
Look, I don't mind if they made him run some gassers or whatever they did. You know, get on the end line and take off. You know, I have no problem with that.
Give him a fine,
but it's not worth. It's not. They probably did, in fact.
Yeah.
But it's not. I wouldn't bench him over it. It's not bench worthy. It's just. It's an embarrassing thing.
And
more
again,
than
he was trying to connect with the fans.
He wasn't.
What little fans there are.
Yeah.
They won a game, and he was trying to connect. If the clock had expired on the interception.
No big deal.
No big deal. People would be saying that's cool.
Yeah. And again, I'm going to defend him here. He didn't go over there to take a selfie. He went over there to dap him up, and the guy gave him the phone, and he should have said no, but he just caught up in the moment, just did it.
By the way, I did see.
He was being nice, actually.
I did see that guy on Twitter.
Yeah.
He whipped out the old OK Boomer.
Yeah.
People
it's one of Valdez's favorite things now. It's the OK Boomer.
I had never heard of it till last week. That was the
My
first
daughter
time I saw
hit
it.
Me to it last week.
Yeah. Well, it's one of these things. It's come up quickly.
Yeah. Life comes at you fast sometimes.
Right. All right, let's go to Eric Alexander. Eric, what's up, pal? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, gentlemen. I give the guy a pass. He's young.
Yeah.
He's inexperienced. You know, I hear Joe Theismann say, you know, I've never seen anything like it. Well, you know what? I've never seen a guy throw an interception on the 5-yard line with 7 seconds to go in a Super Bowl
on the rocket
either.
Screen. That one was brutal.
Right. However, what does sort of disturb me a little bit is I hope that somebody on the Redskins takes him aside and mentors him on how to deal with the press. This is just a notch below New York, and they're brutal here. And if he manages to keep that prickly personality, if he doesn't have a body of work that starts to represent who he really is or who we think he's going to be, then this is the one thing that's going to come up over and over
and over
again.
Well, that's what Sally's point, that this will haunt him if he's not careful. Something stupid like this. You know, like I remember still RG3. Remember when he did the whole registry and they had the picture of him and he was laying on all the gifts that everybody gave him? And it was just kind of, it was not a great look.
It was cringy.
Yeah, it was very cringy. Those kind of things haunt you, man. Just gotta
be
careful.
And come on, don't register anymore. All you want is cash. Cash is king. Young couples, you don't want a gravy boat or China that you're
What you do is you register for things that are outrageous so that all they can do is give you cash.
That's fine.
That's the way you do it.
I would just tell everybody, no registry, straight cash.
Straight cash, homie.
That's what I'm looking for.
Let me see. Let's go to Jay in Potomac. Jay, what's up?
Hey, guys. The issue is that the way you're talking about him is you keep saying, oh, he needs to grow and it's expected. Cakes, you said it's expected. Well, but wait a minute. The guy's the 15th pick overall. He's not ready. He was never ready. He's very raw. And they completely overdrafted the
Correct.
Guy.
That's all true.
I mean, that's the issue here.
That's all true.
This is an organizational botch.
Oh, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
But I still think they could salvage
it. He should never have been picked at 15th overall. He was picked at 15 because he went to high school with Daniel Snyder's son at Bullis. And Snyder is familiar with him. That's the main reason why he was picked at 15.
Well, I think Snyder got caught up on what he did at Ohio State.
Sure.
50 touchdowns. If he didn't throw 50 touchdowns.
He has an affinity for him from, you know, years back.
Maybe.
Followed him at Ohio State. Said, I want that guy. He's going to be available when we pick, hopefully. And we're going
to
take him.
But to be fair, it wasn't outrageous. A lot of scouts and people had him rated very high.
Sure.
Like, it's easy to say now he was overdrafted. A lot of people on draft day thought that he was underdrafted. That he should have been drafted higher. That he should have been drafted ahead of Daniel Jones.
I think a lot of people thought that he was drafted right about where he should be or a bit early.
A lot of people were surprised that Daniel Jones went ahead of him.
No, I think the football people knew. I think the media was hoodwinked on this one.
Well, no, but
to
there
be
were
honest
football
with
guys who were surprised. There were football guys who didn't think Daniel Jones was going
to
be that good.
Yeah, well, one football guy who was the head coach here didn't want anything to do with Dwayne Haskins.
That may be the case.
And he wanted Gruden. Daniel Jones.
He wanted nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And he made that painfully clear before he was thrown overboard.
Let's go to Brian in Waldorf.
You know, the one thing that I noticed on the field the other day, when he had that ball knocked out of his hand, it was a live ball rolling around the field. He was throwing a temper tantrum that he got the ball knocked out of his hands. He was mad at his offensive line. If you look at that, that's a benchable offense to start crying like a little baby instead of chasing down the damn ball once he fumbled. This guy is an inferior quarterback. Inferior. You will never win a championship with this guy. You look at it, that's just the way it is. Let's get to the truth of the matter here. You guys are kissing this guy's butt because he's black. You never put that same emphasis.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
I mean, that's just.
How are we kissing his butt? We've mostly been criticizing
him. We're jocking him. I feel like this is hardly jocking Dwayne Haskins.
This gets back to what I said. People hear what they want to hear.
Yeah. I feel like we've been. I feel like we're just being honest. We're pointing out the positives that we see, and we're pointing out the negatives that we see. One guy's upset because 1 minute we're saying something nice about him, the next minute we're criticizing him.
Right.
Well, we're being honest. He's not all bad or all good.
Right.
We're just pointing out things, the pluses and the minuses.
And again,
everybody's got a package.
The Post article Sally Jenkins wrote, maybe an even bigger red flag than the selfie was Haskins' performance post-game, trying to laugh it off because he was so hype, shrugging, I'll get it next time, and ducking responsibility, claiming that he hadn't taken any selfies until the game was actually over. Then there was a sudden mysterious wrist injury in which he explained his missed throws. These are not the statements of a mature NFL quarterback. They are the fibs of a kid.
Hey, did he go bowling Saturday night? Maybe he injured his wrist bowling, EB. That bowling could take its toll on people.
Took its toll on my hip. I
think when
you
put it all together, yes, it points to an immature kid. Do we know if he's going to be a bust? No. He might end up being a great NFL quarterback. That is the hope. But when you look at the actual results on the field thus far, they're not good. And then when you look at the off-the-field stuff, not very good either.
Look, he's been criticized for not being prepared by teammates. You've heard an undercurrent of that from coaches. Adrian Peterson even flat out said publicly the kid needed to get into his playbook more. The performance, it speaks for itself. He's raw. He's unpolished. He's prickly in the press conferences. He's clearly got a chip on his shoulder. The performance has been mediocre at best. There's a lot there to chew on and to try to absorb. Now, I still think he has a base skill set that you can work with, so I'm not writing him off.
Yeah,
now, and I'm not doing that because of his skin color.
Yeah,
I'm doing that because of his skill set.
We're coddling him because he's African American. I'm so sure that's the case.
No, I mean, it's just, people are just crazy. Let's go to Michelle. Last call. Michelle, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I am very enthusiastic about him.
Good.
I believe he'll be very much like Ben Roethlisberger, minus the sexual assault claims. I believe that he's a passionate, motivated. I'm glad to see he's in our face. That's the kind of quarterback that we need to lead. Because, you know, when they make mistakes when they're young, all you want to see is that passion. And remember, Lamar Jackson was a bust last year, they said.
No, he wasn't.
San Diego Chargers game. Yes, he gained 11 yards or something.
Okay, one game.
Come on. You got to give him. Nobody thought he was a bust last year.
I mean, I think they were 7-2 with Lamar last year.
Yeah. People are just crazy.
People, they believe what they want to believe.
And again, the thing with Haskins is there's good and there's bad. You want to hear the good? I've said it a million times. I love how he stands in the pocket and takes a hit. I love his arm strength. I love how he's able to make some plays with his legs. We didn't know he had that ability coming out of college. I think he has the basic skill set. I like how I thought. Now, none of us know because we don't have the playbook. I thought he was making the correct reads. He was just a little high or sometimes a little underthrown on some of those balls. If he can harness it, I think we have something here. I think we can work with it. But there's immaturity. There's inaccuracy. There's refinements in his game that clearly need to happen. So it's a mixed bag at this point. It is what it is.
We judge him every week.
It's not all
That's
bad. It's not
They're
all good.
A terrible team. It's all about the quarterback. Can the quarterback develop? If he doesn't develop this year and next year, well, then he'll be a bust.
Yeah, they'll be in the market for another quarterback if that's the case.
It's too early to call him a bust. It's too early to say he's going to be a stud. You have to see what happens.
Yeah.
You'd like to see some more good moments.
You let him play out a bit.
You need some more flashes, though. Yeah. I mean, it's time to start producing. Now, give him credit. He's had two big fourth quarters, and he's got a game-winning drive, essentially, on his resume now.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, and we will get into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's on Thursday, and there's a survey that came out about traditional Thanksgiving food, and should we consider changing that and tweaking it? I know Cakes is not big into change.
I'm a traditionalist.
But should we be out on turkey as the absolute main meal? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls.
Turkey.
Next. Here on the Jump. So Thursday's Thanksgiving. We talked about it yesterday. None of us are hosting. I'm going to my mom's, so I'll be in Bowie. My brother comes down from New Jersey on Thursday, and we do Thanksgiving there. And we do the traditional Thanksgiving. I think my mom shakes up a little bit, maybe with like a Puerto Rican dish or two. Like she might, I don't know. She might do a little fried plantains. I'm not positive. She might slide that in.
I think that's great.
But there's
I'm
a survey that came
radio
out. That 1 in 4 Americans are tired of traditional Thanksgiving food.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday of all of them. You get your family together, you eat, you drink, you be merry. It's just, there's nothing
better
than
it. You watch football, you just chill.
It's an awesome holiday. Turkey's overrated, though.
Yes.
If you don't have, like, some salt and you don't have some gravy,
you need some gravy
hooking it, it's dreadful.
Or cranberries.
But I don't mind. I still think it needs to be a requisite part of your Thanksgiving meal. Now, if you want to add things, like your mom adds plantains, you know, that's something
maybe,
from Puerto Rico
sure.
or whatever. Yeah, you know, my family, you know, half of it's Asian, so right. there'll be some lo mein dishes that are in there, too. We have all the traditional Thanksgiving fare.
Sushi?
But, no, not necessarily sushi, but we have a variety right. of things. I mean, we have a million different types yeah. of appetizers. You know, some of them are just as simple as, like, pigs in a blanket. That's
oh.
not...
Delicious.
That's not Thanksgiving fare, but you know how good that is on Thanksgiving
very
when I know
trash,
the pigs in the blanket are coming out.
So delicious,
so great.
So 24% of Americans.
That's a power move, by the way, is having an appetizer before the big yeah. feast.
Do people not do that?
We do that.
We have plates and plates of appetizers. We have pizza dip, pigs in a blanket, yeah. Cheese and crackers, salamis.
Depends on when you have your
I mean,
Thanksgiving.
It is
multiple salamis?
It depends on when you have your Thanksgiving. Like, some people have Thanksgiving yep. dinner, like, at 4.
Yeah, what time do you eat?
Some people have it at 6 or 7.
5, no, nobody. Maybe.
People well, have
five.
It at 6 or 7
I'd
at
say,
night?
Ours, no. is schedule,
five, maybe,
ours is scheduled
It's like middle of the day,
1:30.
Right? When no. is it? 1:30?
Wow. Ours is a little later. Ours is, I would say, 5-ish. But I'm not really
ours
paying attention.
Later.
I think I was like 3:30 or 4, yeah. somewhere in that range.
Big shocker, early.
Well, hey, he probably wants to wrap it up and everybody go home and get,
again,
get back
I don't,
into the routine.
I don't host. It is
a long ride home.
I have no input on when the dinner comes out. I just sit there and eat.
I do agree. So 24% of Americans say turkey overrated.
It's totally overrated.
To me, that's a low number. Cranberry sauce, only 37%.
I don't need cranberry.
Sauce.
I could go the rest of my life
cranberry
and never have cranberry sauce.
It's okay, but I mean, it's... I don't know how it became a staple. Like it's
we
on
have a
every
cranberry
table.
Mold that my mother-in-law makes.
Yeah, I do love stuffing.
Stuffing, I like stuffing.
Stuffing might be the top seed.
Because stuffing I never have, and I don't know why, I never have it any other time besides
why
Thanksgiving.
Why would you? It's a Thanksgiving
it's
thing.
It's really good. Well, because it's good. It's a good sign.
We have,
delicious.
I don't think
why don't I have stuffing as a
here's
side?
Here's why. Because
like last night.
You go out to the Palm, they don't have stuffing on the menu. It's okay. kind of a weird thing.
Okay, but last night I had... chicken yep. and like green beans as a side. Why wasn't it stuffing? You know, it's never stuffing.
Chicken.
I don't know.
Shake it up.
We
have stovetop in every store.
One of my favorite dishes. Somebody always makes the broccoli. I don't know. I don't think it's a traditional Thanksgiving fare, but maybe it is. The broccoli with the cheese and like I don't know if it's like some sort of like soup. I don't know. It's all in like.
So you're doing like a broccoli casserole instead of a green bean casserole.
Yes.
From the sound of it.
Yes. It's like a broccoli casserole. It's unbelievable. It has cream cheese, maybe even some sort of like a mushroom soup or something. I don't know what it is. And it's just, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I could eat the whole thing. I could eat all that.
Yeah, somebody's subbing broccoli in for green beans.
I think so.
Another thing is 35% of Americans go out on Thanksgiving. I generally
what percentage?
35%.
Seems high.
I did that 1 year. We did that 1 year.
We went to some fancy place in Annapolis once.
We
didn't. And it actually was kind of silly.
We went to a dump, like a almost, you know, God.
You went to Bob Evans?
almost something like that.
We went to, I think it was called Treaty of Paris.
That's a really nice place.
Sounds foofy.
That's a really nice place.
I don't know why we did that year.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Mom probably didn't want a deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, when I grew up, we didn't really have, all my family's in the Midwest.
Right.
You know, when I was in high school.
Right, your uncles, aunts, cousins.
So
you actually have cousins.
When I was very young,
no
we would go, kind of nubs. We would go have Thanksgiving like with my mom's sorority sister.
Okay.
You know, we
did that for a few. Friend.
But then, like, she died.
Right.
So, and then Thanksgiving with the DGs?
And no, not my wife's. She was an Alpha Phi.
Oh, okay, Alpha Phi. Okay, got it.
So then we had a few years where it was just us. Like, we didn't go to the Midwest. So 1 year we went to like some nub restaurant in Annapolis. It was kind of sad, actually.
By the way,
because you go in there and you're done in an hour.
Right.
And then you go back home.
Your mom and my wife, sisters.
Alpha Phi.
Alpha Phi. They can do the secret handshake next time they see each other.
Yeah. They party together.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Is there a thing? I mean, are you considered sisters?
I don't know. Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knew? Cakes was preying on the sororities back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I caught a wide swath through the sororities at Towson.
But I'm trying to think. I mean, if there's this whole movement, are they trying to get rid of turkeys because of some sort of like climate thing?
No.
Like a political thing?
No, it's because people.
Turkeys farting too much or something?
I do know two turkeys are being pardoned today.
Yes.
Right.
At the White House.
Today.
What's the idea of getting rid of the turkey? Just because it doesn't taste that good?
Yeah, a lot of people say it's overrated. It's like they've stuck to turkey. So more and more people are at least sprinkling it in other meals. Like I would. If my mom did this, I know she's not going to do it. She'll prepare the turkey, and we have most of the traditional fare. Like I said, there might be a side or two that have like a little Puerto Rican slant, like the fried plantains.
I think that's
great. If she slid in, like if all of a sudden there was, and this is white trash, but if there was a bucket of fried chicken next to the turkey, you don't think I would have the fried chicken over the turkey?
Of course you would have, but it doesn't have a place there.
Okay, you know what? It's not like we're spending much time really thinking about the pilgrims in Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Do you guys like sit around and
No, of course not.
You know, think about it.
But
so, I feel like Thanksgiving is a feast. So I think it all
so if there
is
was a
welcome.
Bucket of fried and chicken.
Also, I think that's fine.
If there was a bucket of KFC.
You know what else Thanksgiving is? Steeped in tradition. I like being able to wake up.
I know.
Wake up late. I'll pay 5 seconds of attention to the stupid Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Five
even though I really don't
me.
Care.
It's five
because,
more than me.
Because my mom like loved parades growing up, so it's like a nostalgic thing.
Listen to Alice's Restaurant.
Then I'll putz around the house. I won't listen to Alice's Restaurant. I barely know what that is. And then I'll be desperate for the Lions to show up and bore me to tears early on Thanksgiving until I get to the middle.
He just wants to do the same thing every year.
I'm not taking any of that away, Cakes.
I love that
But if
day.
The Wertheimers all of a sudden decided.
Yes.
Okay, the Wertheimers, I mean, not taking a shot at them, the hosts of your Thanksgiving, they have to be, you know, minimum in their 70s.
They're in their 70s,
close to 80,
no
right?
doubt. Not close to
so
80.
So at some
point, your
mother-in-law might say, you know, this is a lot of work.
Sure.
Let me just get a bucket of chicken to throw in there, okay?
You would have a problem with that.
If
you have the turkey, the stuffing, and I don't know what else you feel like you
need. Yeah, I don't need another bird
mashed
on the table.
Mashed
I just don't.
Potatoes.
You know what?
What would you choose?
Throw a ham on the table. You know what?
Ham? Isn't that part of Thanksgiving?
Yes,
for some
ham.
Houses. Not a lot. Throw a roast on there. Make a roast nice and medium rare next to the turkey. I'd be fine with it.
White trash, fried
chicken. Get that out of here. Get that off my Thanksgiving table.
What about lasagna?
Okay, Cakes. I got two drumsticks here. Two drumsticks. Once your turkey drumstick.
Oh, I take a turkey drumstick.
Over a fried chicken drumstick?
Yes, because I'm white trash and I love
crazy.
The Renfest. It reminds me of being in Crownsville, Maryland.
I would do both. See, here's the problem. This is what I think is worthy of discussion. And I don't know. I know we have a guest coming up here at 8 o'clock.
You got Joe Theismann.
We got Joe T. I need help and advice because, like I say, we have a feast. I mean, there might be 50 dishes, okay? I just get sick every Thanksgiving. Like, I mean, you're
pulling AWOD and throw up?
No, I don't throw up, but I mean, I eat too much.
Right.
Can I take
portion control.
Pepto-Bismol or something before? Like, is there something you can do
to prevent
yourself from overindulging feeling? Like, I want to overindulge, but I just don't want to feel terrible after.
You don't want to feel bloated and gross.
I feel terrible, like, about a half hour after I've eaten.
Sure. I think most people probably do.
Like, it's the worst day of the year for me. I've overindulged that much.
Yeah.
Can you take, like, honestly, can you take, like, an antacid or something before?
I don't know.
Is there something you can do? Or do you have to just simply not eat as much?
I think that's your best bet.
Probably the key.
There's got to be a cheat code. There's got to be something you can do to not feel terrible. Do you feel terrible? I always feel terrible.
I don't usually overindulge because I'm of the crowd. Turkey's overrated. I'll have it. But how good can turkey be when you guys are saying it has to have salt, it has to have gravy, it has to have
all the things? Well, I'm not overindulging the turkey.
You know what doesn't have to? A KFC drumstick.
I mean, you're just obsessed with
it. It's so silly.
You're obsessed with fried chicken.
Hold on. You mentioned lasagna. You have lasagna?
I don't know that. I'm just telling you, nothing is out of bounds at our Thanksgiving. We have all the traditional fare.
Lasagna doesn't seem
so
very
traditional. What if a big plate of like shish kebabs all of a sudden just showed up?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing. I'm telling you, it's a feast.
It's just kind of weird.
It is a feast.
You're still having your family. You're having your football. You're having all that.
It's a little out of the norm.
You don't like to get outside.
All of the basics are covered. Yeah. We got the stuffing. You got all those basics.
What about
and then anything else is fair game.
Somebody comes in with a big pallet of cotton candy for dessert.
Are you only allowed to have pumpkin pie? We have probably five different types of cakes and pies.
You can have apple pie, pumpkin, pecan/pecan pie.
What about cherry pie? We always have a cherry.
Cherry pie.
Blueberry pie.
Lemon meringue, all acceptable.
Yeah. Well, all that. Cookies. Do you guys not do cookies?
I think there might be a plate of cookies somewhere.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a frigging feast.
Of course it is.
And I think that's how it should be. Anything you bring is fair game. As long as you have the basics covered, I'm with cakes in this sense. I don't think you can not have turkey. I think that's kind of hurting. I think it has to be on the table. You don't have to eat it if you don't want, but someone needs to kill a turkey and needs to put it on the table and cook it.
Let me amend my pie chart. Any pie with coconut, I want Tress Way to show up and punt it right out of the front
door. I'm fine with that, too.
Just punt that thing right out of the front door. Get it away
from
me.
But that's on any day, not just any. That's any day.
That's all-encompassing.
Yeah. All right.
A little bit later in the show, Lars Eller is going to join us. We will talk some Caps hockey. Center ice, Lars Eller at 8:45. Bruce Smith at 9 o'clock. But next, Joe Theismann joins us right here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.